Sister Fatima from India asked three questions. I could only take two of them. The first one, what is the ruling on reciting the Quran without being in the state of wudu? Reciting the Quran is permissible even if you're not in the state of wudu. Holding the mushaf, the Quran itself, and turning the pages is an issue of dispute among scholars. The majority say that this is not permissible. You're not permitted to hold the mushaf while you are not in the state of wudu. Other scholars say that it is permissible, but there isn't any solid evidence backing those who claim that it is mandatory. There's no solid evidence to back them up. But because this is the four schools of thought that say you have to be in the state of wudu, we always encourage people to be in the state of wudu. Some scholars say that if you must recite the Quran and you don't have the means to make wudu or you're lazy, then it is okay providing you touch only the edges, not the actual writings of the Quran. And this is some what they say. However, nowadays, alhamdulillah, we have technology. So you can recite your Quran from a PDA, from a computer, from a commentary on the Quran, tafsir, from your mobile. Alhamdulillah, means of technology has made things easy for Muslims to practice their religion. And when I read my Quran from, for example, my device, I don't have to be in the state of wudu because this is not a Quran. So scholars say that you can touch it while you are not in the state of wudu.